Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome. This is the 13th recording, starting on page 303 and moving through page 307 of The Music of the Soul and the Explanation of Al Wazifa. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين وحقق النبي حسبه And make his praised noble descent true through me. Make true through me his noble Mohammedan traits and manners, which are your sublime manners and the decrees of his noble Sharia, which are your holy orders. In the asking for the realization of this noble descent, there are numerous signs. One of them is that the setting for his Mohammedan manners and the orders of the praiseworthy Sharia cannot be fulfilled and perfected except through realization and tasting, which are the most complete knowing and the highest form of asking for the knowers of Allah. And it is from the Mohammedan manners that he who claims to be joined to his spiritual line, which is the love of Allah, exalted is he, but who does not practice the rules of the Sharia, is like a liar who sees a mirage in the desert and says that it is water. Some people said, do not obey anyone except him. Then you will make his love manifest. By my life, this is a wonderful example, because if your love is righteous and truthful, then you will obey, since the lover obeys the one whom he loves. It's from the Mohammedan manners also that every one of his noble manners and every law of his noble Sharia contains secrets and realities which not all creatures can contain, of which part is known to the learned of the Sharia al-Ulama and the people of the way al-Tariqa and the people of the reality al-Hakika. Some of them, the learned ones of the Sharia, the Tariqa, and the Hakika, have not understood. None of these will understand until the day of resurrection, Yawm al-Qiyamah. Arifni hiya hum arifatan ashahadu biha muhayya. And let me know him with a knowledge with which I can witness his existence, through feeling and tasting and seeing in everything that manifests your ancient eternal beauty. This is the asking mentioned earlier, which comes from the highest yearning, Al-Himma, through which he, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, says, the highest yearning comes from faith whenever it asks to be raised up from the knowledge of certainty, Al-Aim al-Yakin, to the eye of certainty, Al-Ainul Yakin. This is the knowledge of the existence of all things and their appearances, which come from the Mohammedan light and the most praised Ahmadan, beauty, the most praised beauty which has to be found and seen to be a fact for every believer. This can only be established through knowledge, al-ilm, which is the knowledge of certainty. Concerning the eye of certainty, al-ayn al-yaqeen, it is the attaining or unveiling of revelation and eye-witnessing, in which the Muhammadan beauty is seen in everything, and especially on the horizons or furthest points of vision, or as far as the eye can see. Concerning the truth of certainty, al-haq al-yaqeen, it is as our master said, wasiru biha majla, and I become his mirror, so that he is unveiled and becomes manifest to me. Allah said, we shall show them our signs in the horizons and in themselves, until it is clear to them that this is the truth. Suffices it not as to thy Lord that he is witness over everything? Sanurahim ayatina fil hafaki wa fi anfusihim hatta yatabayyana lahum annahu al-haq. Surah Al-Fusilat, 41:53. I'll read the translation again. We shall show them our signs in the horizons and in themselves, until it is clear to them that this is the truth. Suffice it not as to thy Lord that he is witness over everything. This is the eye of certitude, al-aynul yaqeen, and it dwells in their own souls until it becomes clear to them that it is the truth, meaning the truth of certainty, al-haqqu yaqeen. My master Abu al-Abbas al-Mursi, may Allah hallow his secret, said, by Allah, if the messenger of Allah, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, should be veiled from me for a twinkling of the eye, I would not count myself to be a Muslim. The explanation for this is that Allah, blessed and exalted is he, united him and his prophet. May Allah bless him and grant him peace in the essence. Such an essential union cannot conceive of separation or parting, oneness or union, veiling in either the subsistence al-Baqa of Abu al-Abbas al-Mursi, or in his annihilation, his al-fana, without these states containing the Prophet. This union, which is beyond pictures, cannot be known in any way at all by the intellect, but only through traveling by the hand of a complete guide. Kama yuhimbuhu wa yardahu, in the way that he likes and which pleases him. This means not as I like or in the way that satisfies me. This is the highest courtesy with the messenger of Allah. May the blessings of Allah, the peace of Allah be upon him. Waslamu biha min wurudi mararidil jalibi awarifi, and through which I am freed, aslamu biha, meaning that I am saved and granted peace through this noble knowledge and his truth, which is the eye of certainty, from the sources of ignorance, min urudi maridil jali, of Allah. Exalted is he through his deep inner knowledge, bi awarifi, not through my knowledge, because he is the manifest, not I, so that I move without anything touching me in the deep peace. And know that all the orders of the Sharia and all the Mohammedan counseling make up and form the knowledge from which comes the knowledge of every knower. The traveler who clings to it is saved from arriving at sources and watering places of ignorance of Allah, exalted is He, and from there attaining mastery over Him. Furthermore, anyone who does not cling to and follow the Sharia finds that his knowledge is doomed to failure, and he falls down into the darkness of ignorance of Allah, exalted is He, and he's turned out into the desert, and he loses Allah, mighty is He. For we are bound and shackled only through ignorance of Allah, exalted is He. Because to be ignorant of anything other than He is praiseworthy, not blameworthy. Upon this is based the famous saying, Allah does not take as a friend an ignorant being, and if He took such a one, it would be to make him knowledgeable. وَاقْرَأُ بِهَا مِهُمَا رَرِدِي لَفَدْلِي بِمَعْرِفِي And I drink directly from it. وَاقْرَأُ بِهَا Meaning that I drink through my mouth in truth without hand or any form of vessel, but directly through the medium of this knowledge from his water, from the watering places, mean Mararidi, Marida, meaning the places of the knowing of the bounty, Al-Fadli, and the bestowing through his knowing, Bimarifi, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. And through finding him, not through my own knowing, revelation, or efforts, since it is he who is being manifest to me, not I, as we have said before. When the walking begins to come inside, after the first finding of the love through the eyes, then it comes inside and cooks. From this many sweet things come to the beloved, and they are the fire for the love. Know that the meaning of the bounty is the second of the kinds of knowledge of the deep love of Allah. Mighty and supreme is He. Because the science of knowledge is of two kinds. The first is the knowledge of essence, which does not enter under the domain of created form. For it is the knowing of Allah and His essence through His essence. He makes Himself known to His slaves of the essence through the knowledge which is unbestowed, al-ilm adat, because this is the knowledge of Allah which is ancient, eternal, and unbestowed. Concerning the second kind of knowledge of Allah, mighty is He, it is the same as the knowledge which descends through the bounty of Allah, exalted is He, upon whomever of His slaves He chooses. For this knowledge there are three paths. The first is that of the knowledge through tasting, which is the noblest way, the highest attained through eye-witnessing and from the expression of the states of revelation and its decrees, and whatever knowledge comes to the slave during the revelation, which he interprets and translates when he returns from receiving revelation. It is also the knowledge which the truth casts upon the hearts of the duly qualified people, his slaves, in the nature of divine inspirations which carry the divine knowledge. The second way is that of the knowledge through elocution and of pronouncing recitations, and this is what the truth casts on the hearts of his slaves, the duly gratified people in kinds of divine inspirations. These inspirations come as a result of reciting the litanies, the awird, and there will be no divine illumination for him who does not recite for Allah, because sincerity is the main pillar in all of this. The third way or path is that of the knowledge of benefiting or taking the chance. And this concerns everything of the word of Allah, the Supreme, that profits the attentive and obedient servant, and everything of the word of his prophet, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, or everything of the word or signs of the completed knowers. Surely the slave who is traveling on the path of Allah and who hears something from the knowledge of the realities which are above his station, believes in them and grasps them with all his might, he calms his heart with them, fills his soul with peace from them, so that they become a reality for him as they are for the one who relates them to him. But the difference between them is that the one who relates the knowledge of the realities takes his knowledge from Allah directly, without any medium, whereas the profiting listener takes the knowledge through the medium of the relator. Nevertheless, they come to the same knowledge in the matter, provided that the listener understands with the correct understanding what the relator intends to say. If it is not so, then it is not, and Allah, praise and exalted is He, knows best. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.